It is Matt Nathanson. Come on, get higher on Easy Rock. It is 6:40, perfect time of the day where it's actually nice and cool. Of course, as we go through our days, it gets hotter and hotter. But thankfully, it's Air Conditioner Appreciation Month.
Give your air conditioner a hug this morning.
Yes, do something good for your air conditioner. I'm wondering, are you treating yours properly? And I've always wondered, you know, what's the proper way of actually running AC in your house? Is there some rights and some wrongs? Well, guess what? I actually found a certified energy advisor with Natural Resources Canada. His name is John Chapin. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being here. Is there a proper way to cool your home with your air conditioner?
Well, a lot of people often ask me, should they leave their air conditioner running all day, or should they turn it off during the daytime and just turn it back on when they come home at night? And quite frankly, the jury's out on that one. I guess it really depends on how long you're going to be away, what the temperature is, what the humidity is. Personally, I like to leave mine on all day because when I get home, I like it to be nice and cool and comfortable in the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've also heard optimally you should run it around 74 degrees, which is what, about 24?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, that's a nice, comfortable level. We all have our own comfort zones, whatever suits you.
What do you do if you have a house that has different temperatures? You know, we have some rooms that are nice and cool and some rooms that are not so cool and the basement's freezing.
That's a very good question, a very common question. I get it all the time. Typically, houses, if you've got a two-story house, the top of your house is uncomfortably hot. The main floor is quite nice and comfortable, and the basement's like the inside of a deep freezer. Well, you can fix that problem by balancing your ductwork, but often our ductwork is covered, it's sealed, it's behind drywall. We don't have access to it. So an easy way to fix that issue is to balance out your ductwork by using your return airs. Those are those big grills on the walls usually. And those return airs do two jobs. One job is to return the hot, humid air back to the air conditioner to be recooled. And they also lower the air pressure in the space. So the top of our house tends to stay nice and hot, even when we're cooling in the summertime, because those return airs are very, very far away from the furnace or very far away from the air conditioner, the furnace fan. And I'm a visual person, so I often think of the furnace like a vacuum cleaner, and those return air inlets are like the end of a vacuum hose. And if you've got one vacuum and six hoses on your vacuum, the hoses that are the longest are going to have the least amount of vacuum effect or the least amount of suction. And those tend to be at the top of the house. So what tends to happen is the top of our house stays pressurized, and the bottom of our house is a very low pressure zone because those vacuum hoses are very close to the furnace. So we tend to keep the top of our house pressurized, the bottom depressurized, and so we tend to push a lot of cold air into that low pressure zone in our basement, and upstairs doesn't have much left to push into.
Okay, so what do we do about it?
Well, that's a very good question. There's a quick fix, and there's a more permanent fix. The quick fix we can all do ourselves with things we have around the house. If you can hold a screwdriver and a piece of tape and some cardboard, what you can do is you can block off your return airs in your basement if you have any, and definitely on your main floor. You know, cover them up with a piece of cardboard, tape them up. Really what you're going to do is you're not going to allow them to vacuum air out of those spaces. You're going to redirect all that vacuum effect to the top of the house. What will wind up happening is that you'll drop the air pressure at the top of the house. You'll allow the supply airs to push more cold air upstairs, and then all that cold air will drop nicely throughout the house, and you'll have a nice, even temperature throughout.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to do that when I get home.
And, of course, you'll be a happier person. Your wife will be happier. Everything will be better.
That's right. When everybody gets sleep at night, everyone is happy.
Oh, you better believe it.
All right. Any final advice that you need to give us here on our air conditioning units?
Well, if it's a hot day and you happen to come home and you haven't turned your air conditioner on and it's piping hot and it's chugging away and not getting anywhere, turn on your bathroom fans if you have them, your kitchen fan. Exhaust some of that hot, humid air out of the house, and that'll really help to cool the house a little faster.
Oh, that's another great idea. John, a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you very much.
You got it. There's John Chapin, Certified Energy Advisor with Natural Resources Canada. So...